Antonio Guterres was among seven men and six women vying to become the next UN Secretary General. The process for selecting the new SG, as the Secretary General is known around here, began about 6 months ago. Each candidate made their case during groundbreaking informal and open presentations to the international community in New York, which were broadcast to people everywhere via the Internet, a landmark in the UN's 70-year history. Mr. Guterres was among the first to outline his vision for the global body in his presentation to the General Assembly in April.
I believe I'm an extremely privileged man. God has given me the opportunity to access a wide range of opportunities difficult to match, but that creates an obligation for public service. After 28 years of political engagement in my own country, motivated by the shock I felt as a student volunteer in the slums of Lisbon, I had the chance to serve the most vulnerable of the vulnerable as High Commissioner for Refugees. An extraordinary privilege, but a terrible frustration, because there was no humanitarian solution for their plight. The solution, as it was the case in relation to the misery in the slums of Lisbon, is always political. But the best place to address the root cause of human suffering is at the center of the UN system, and that's why I am a candidate for Secretary General.
In presenting his bid, Mr. Guterres emphasized the importance of prevention, saying it must guide everything the United Nations does. He also underscored the role it has in addressing the global refugee and migrant challenge at a humanitarian meeting held in November during his final weeks as the UN's refugee chief.
The world has changed dramatically. It's much more dangerous, with much more fragile areas and with much worse humanitarian consequences. And in this context, it is obvious that the solution is not humanitarian. The solution is political. And what we hope is that the international community will be able to increase its capacity to prevent and to solve conflicts. And namely, in relation to those conflicts still prevailing, to be able to gather with an honest broker those countries that have leverage over the parties to the conflict in order to make everybody understand that now we are facing a number of wars where nobody is winning, everybody is losing, and that are becoming a nightmare from the point of view of global peace and security.
Antonio Guterres served as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees for a decade, starting in 2005. Prior to that, he spent more than 20 years in government and public service in his homeland, Portugal. Mr. Guterres was the country's prime minister from 1995 to 2002 and also spent a brief period as president of the European Council, which sets the political agenda for the European Union. Diane Penn, United Nations.